when I bought it, it.
When you bought it, it would fit. And then if it get too small, then you'd give it to somebody.
Yeah.
I'll give my grandchildren kids a clothes like that.
Now, if you bought a three-piece.
But they ain't got but one. The baby, the last one, that's the only one. The others done got too big.
Yeah.
They're bigger than I am. But the young one, he still wears. He can wear my clothes. My wife gave him a pair of pants I had. Somebody gave me a pair of pants, a good pair of pants. Shoot.
Yeah.
About like that. I put them on. She tell me, dry them pants. I said, look. She said, well, that's for Tommy. I said, you never wear it. Plenty of time.
Every pair of pants.
You can let them out in the back sometime and all that, you know.
But
some of them, you can't do that.
Yeah. You ever put them in hot water? Seems like you put them in hot water and they'll shrink.
Oh, yeah.
Seems like.
Well, a good suit like that, I can remember when I was a young kid, they had a pressing shop in Slidell. We'd go get the suit cleaned and pressed. That Slidell cleaners they got there in Slidell, that used to belong to a nigger. A nigger's the first one brought that there. And he was, he was way up there, he was next to Corner B's barbershop, if you know where that is. He used to be right there, the Slidell cleaners. And that boy was working carpenter work with his daddy, Joe Johnson. He was working carpenter work, and one day he decided to go into that business, and he bought the nigga out. And he went into that thing, and buddy, I believe he's got as much as he can handle right now. He built that building where he's at. He lives upstairs, all downstairs. He's got all them clothes and all his machinery and everything. Shoot, he got two or three in there working. About three of them in there working with him. And all that. Shoot, he makes money now.
Now, if you bought a suit that had three pieces to it, it would be a, what would it have?
Well, down there was a vest.
Yeah.
And you'd have a pants, a coat, and a vest. Them days, but now you don't see that very seldom.
Yeah.
I noticed some people on TV starting to wear a vest again. It looked like it's getting in style again or something.
What would you wear just around the when you're around the shop or the barn, you know, or just when you're out?
Oh, it would be just plain clothes.
You ever see them things that would come down?
I never did like an overall. I had one pair in my life that would wear on my shoulders. I never did like that thing. But it would be mostly blue jeans, things like that. Sometimes I'd get khaki, but most of the time it would be a blue jean, like.
Yeah.
With a khaki shirt or something like that, or a blue chambray shirt.
Yeah. What did a man wear to hold his pants up back in the old days? You remember him wearing?
Well, some of them you use suspenders. All the old people, they use mostly suspenders.
Yeah.
And the young ones, well, it started with the belt deal and all.
Yeah.
Very seldom you see a young man right now with suspenders.
Yeah. Now, on the inside of a belt, if a belt is leather and nothing else, you know, some of them new belts are vinyl and everything, but if a belt is just leather, there'll be a mark on the inside of it, it'll say,
you know exactly where, what size it is, the hole.
Yeah, but talking about just the
make of it, cowhide or whatever it was, alligator skin and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Sometimes you get that fake alligator skin. What does it say on the inside of them belts that are real alligator skin?
I don't know. I never did own one of them things, but I know.